Well, the explosion in COVID case numbers has put an end to a lot of New Year's Eve plans. Sydney's fireworks display is still going ahead, although there'll be controls on crowd numbers. Even places with a handful of cases, like Western Australia, will be welcoming 2022 in a more subdued fashion. Matt Bamford reports.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
2020 was the year Australians couldn't wait to leave behind, and the feeling's much the same in 2021. With COVID infection numbers rising around the country, New Year's Eve celebrations have been downgraded. But it seems not even a pandemic can stop Sydney's fireworks display. For now, the city of Sydney is pushing ahead with the multi-million dollar event, but anyone planning to rock up could be disappointed. The state government says ticketing at popular spots will help with social distancing. The best seats are up to $150. But not everyone is on board.
It just becomes a recipe for disaster for super spreading. We should be saying, why don't you just watch this at home?
For years, Robert Ruth's family has sat harbourside for the fireworks, but now it's too risky.
Particularly this new variant, it seems so much more transmissible that we should be doing things to avoid large crowds, and particularly crowds that are close together. To me, a New Year's Eve get-together has all the makings of a super spreader event.
In Sydney's East, Waverley Council's Paula Macellos says they're also holding a ticketed event at Dudley Page Reserve, but it'll be capped at 900 people, a third of full capacity.
We're very conscious of making our event as COVID safe for people as possible. We're watching the numbers very carefully. You know, we're reviewing things on a daily basis.
The councillor says local governments are doing their best to minimise risk.
Certainly in Waverley, people haven't been attending in large numbers in the way they would have in the past. I would be surprised if there's going to be a crush of people on New Year's Eve. I'd be wearing my mask and I'd be making sure that there's good social distance. In fact, I'd probably be staying home.
With a handful of COVID cases, Western Australia is taking a more cautious approach. Masks must be worn indoors. There's no dancing except for weddings, and patrons must be seated. Large music events have also been cancelled, putting the arts sector on edge.
While we know that the state government is doing the best they can to keep everyone safe and everyone protected, there seems to be inequality across the board when applying restrictions to gambling and sporting events versus music and arts events. And that's been challenging, to say the least.
Musician Jessie Gordon is booked to perform at a small bar. She's happy some events can still go ahead, even if they're more subdued this year.
I'm really grateful and excited that I'm still going to be able to do that show and that we're still going to be able to have something of a New Year celebration there.
Back on the East Coast, Robert Ruth is planning to enjoy the harbour fireworks from his couch, something he'd like all Sydney-siders to consider.
I think the overarching issue is just the clear messaging that this isn't the year to be crowding around the foreshore watching fireworks in person. This is the year to be watching fireworks on TV.
Sydney-sider Robert Ruth ending Matt Bamford's report.